Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Of the 300 people a day that are dying, they are largely unvaccinated. Is that still the case?
Yeah, what we have right now is people who are largely under-vaccinated.
Under, didn't you serve under over in the Air Force?
Not directly. Technically, Dunn was under over and I was under Dunn.
Yep.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, today the royal couple heads outside the city.
Boston 25 News reporter Kelly Sullivan live at Greentown Labs in Somerville.
Oh, Somerville, why people put you down, I know not. I'd like to take that Howie Carr and knock his teeth out, every one of them. Then he'd be an accepted member of this proud community.
We know the president's never been down to the border, and so is he going to?
So, look, he's been there. He's been to the border.
I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down.
Who's not busy? I'm busy. We're all busy. Everybody's busy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, the Prince and Princess last night were at the Celtics game. They won. They beat the Heat. You know where the Heat play, don't you? They play in the TFX Arena. I don't think they've taken the signs down yet. It's only a matter of time. But so one of the guys on the Celtics, I don't know how closely you follow the team anymore, but his name is Marcus de la Lafayette. Oh, no. It's Marcus Smart. I'm sorry. So you know who used to be a guy from BC who was the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons? And then he plays, I think, for the Colts now. His name is Matt Ryan. And so the Falcons have a new quarterback, and his name is Marcus de la Lafayette. I got it wrong again. Marcus Mariota. And there was a famous, in the 20th century, a famous black leader from, he was from Jamaica, back to Africa, provisional president of Africa, he described himself as. His name was Marcus de la Lafayette. Ah, he screwed up again. Marcus Garvey. All right. 844-500-4242. 603 says Biden's favorite song is 25 or 6 to 4, but 1 is the loneliest number that he's ever heard. Let's play that cut one more time, Jared. Cut 12.
And in fact, this shuts down over the question of 1 to 5 paid, or 7 or 9, whatever the numbers, and be negotiated of paid leave days.
1 is the loneliest number. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to play some of these cuts from SBF. He's doing his run up. I never thought that, you know, when you're in danger of being indicted, maybe he's not in danger of being indicted because of all his contributions to his Democrat masters, his fellow Democrats. So maybe this isn't a problem, but I've often thought that, you know, you're just creating more of a record of that the government, the feds, the G-men can use against you if you just keep doing these interviews over and over and over again. And so, he did interviews with the New York Times at this conference, and he did one with George Steffi Stephanopoulos, who's another Democrat operative with a press pass. And so let's just play some of the cuts with Stephanopoulos first here. I mean, this guy's got a lot of stones. I mean, he ran what amounts to, he denies it, but it's a Ponzi scheme. And he says, you can't compare me to Madoff because I had a real business. What the hell was his real business? What were they producing? And you know, you could say, okay, well, they were making investments. Wait a second, what investments were they making? The money's gone. You know, I mean, you could invest in a hedge fund or a mutual fund, and you may lose money, but there's a record of what they invested in, and probably very few mutual funds lose 100% of their investments. TFX and the hedge fund Alameda that they were pouring the money into, they're defunct. They're broke. And he doesn't care. He's just sorry. He's very, very sorry. Cut 10.
So you do know, and you did know, that FTX deposits were being funneled to Alameda.
So I was vaguely aware that was how some wires were being sent in the first place.
Didn't that set off alarm bells in your head?
So there are a lot of people who are involved in that process. And look, I really deeply wish that I had taken, like, a lot more responsibility for understanding what the details were of what was going on there. I knew that legal was involved. I knew that other groups at the company were involved, that, you know, there were agreements drafted up.
But you're ultimately responsible.
And ultimately, absolutely. Like, I should have been on top of this. And I feel really, really bad and regretful that I wasn't. And a lot of people got hurt. And that's on me.
Sometimes when someone is abusing adverbs, you know that your BS detector should be going off. He uses a lot of adverbs. Did you notice that? But he wants you to know he's not Bernie Madoff. He's not Bernie Madoff because this was a real business. That's what he says. Cut 11.
A lot of people look at you and see Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's who I am at all, but I understand why they're saying that. People lost money, and people lost a lot of money. And I mean, at the end of the day, look, there's a question of what happened and why and who did what caused the meltdown. And I think that reads very differently, right? When you look at the classic Bernie Madoff story, there was no real business there. The whole thing, as I understand it, I think was just one big Ponzi scheme, right? FTX, that was a real business.
How was it a real business? Like, you know, Bernie Madoff, man, he, like, his place was in Palm Beach, man, and, like, really, my place is in the Bahamas. And, you know, he was a pretty well-dressed dude. And, you know, he went and got the $2,000 pair of pants down on Worth Avenue at Trillions. And, you know, I've never paid more than $13 for a pair of cargo shorts, man. Totally. Bummer. And he wore a baseball cap, man. Look at this cool afro I've got. Bob Dylan style, Gene Shalit style. I couldn't put a hat on my white afro. Even Cory Booker marveled at how great my afro was, man. I can't be Bernie Madoff. He was almost bald, dude. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Cut 12.
You said one of your great talents in a podcast was managing risk.
That's right. And
that's obviously wrong.
Well, I think that there is something maybe even deeper wrong there, which was I wasn't even trying. Like, I wasn't spending any time or effort trying to manage risk on FTX,
That's a stunning admission.
What?
That's a pretty stunning admission.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, what happened, happened. And, like, if I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. I think I stopped working as hard for a bit. You know, honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
Why did you buy your parents a $16 million house? Your big liberal Democrat running their own little dark money operation, at least your mother was, with the three Harvard degrees. And your dad was working for the fake Indian and giving her tons of money. And you're buying them a $16 million oceanfront mansion. And by the way, I thought you were a Democrat. I thought you believed in global warming. Why are you buying all this property on beachfronts on the small islands in the Atlantic?
Mistakes were made.
at the end of the day, dude, what happened happened, man. Like, you know, totally bummer, man. It is what it is, you know? Like, duh. God. 844-500-4242. We have a few more of these cuts to play. It was a poll question last week or 2 weeks ago. I still don't think he's in any big trouble because I think he's a member of too many protected classes. He's paid off too many people. I don't think anything's going to happen to him. You know, you're bleep out of luck if you gave him $100 or $100,000. It's gone. Or Sequoia. How much did Sequoia Capital give him? $200 million? It's gone. It's gone. But he's a Democrat. He gave $40 million. He's number two behind George Soros as a Democrat fat cat, 30 years old. His parents, he has a hyphenated last name. He's interviewed by people from the New York Times with hyphenated last names.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, just like Cory Booker complimented you on your afro. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. It looks like the storm clouds of a real recession are gathering. We have energy shortages, antibiotic shortages, diesel fuel shortages. The price of energy across the board is skyrocketing. The southern border is wide open. The Ukrainian situation is not good. All of these factors and more are reasons for you to try to protect your assets right now. In times of political and economic crises like we're in, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, tangible assets. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from the runaway spend and tax federal government that we now have in place in Washington. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway right now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week. You heard from a satisfied customer earlier in the day calling in, and people have been texting in all day about how much they love it. Even in the winter, it costs less, but the view is still spectacular. Maybe even in some ways better. And it's just $119.99 during the week for a ocean view room, and $149.99 a week on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you like to see laid off from CNN today? Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Jim Acosta, Allison Camerota, John Berman, or Jim Sciutto?
Jake Tapper. I'm still sticking with that.
Tapper holding at 13%, Jim Acosta in the lead at 37%, 34% for Don Lemon, 11% for Anderson Cooper, 3% for Alison Camerata, 1% for Jim Sciutto, and John Berman is finally on the board at 1%.
All right. All right. We've got the memo that that Licht sent out at the end of the pruning today, but it's all just, if you've ever been pruned or been in a corporation that was cutting jobs, you've read this memo before. It's the same old BS. We're going to come out of this stronger, and you know, these people are great, and they have our great thanks, and that's why they've been fired right before Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. The usual stuff. 844-500-4242. 603. Is it me, or does that guy sound like Woody Allen? He just sounds like a weasel, that's all. And 413, Limerick guy says, why do weasels like SBF invariably have weaselly voices? It's uncanny. Here's another one, 617. Why do these liberals say right after saying something completely ridiculous? The use of adverbs, too. It's another way of not telling the actual honest truth. It's a way of what's the word I'm looking for? I'll think of the word. Are you going to go to jail, basically? And this is Andrew Sorkin, Andrew Ross Sorkin from the New York Times, cut 17.
How concerned are you about criminal liability at this point?
So I don't think that, I mean, obviously I don't personally think that I have, but I think the real answer is that's not, it sounds weird to say, but I think the real answer is that's not what I'm focusing on. There's going to be a time and a place for me to sort of think about myself and my own future, but I don't think this is it. Like, right now, I mean, look, I've had a bad month.
You had a bad sound cut right there. He had a bad month. Yeah, the thing is, though, you're still in the Bahamas. You still got protection from the Democrat Party. Your parents have a $16 million house. How about the people that got wiped out? A lot of these people gave you all their life savings, even if it was just $10,000 or $20,000. They're gone. Here he is with Steffi, cut 13.
To my knowledge, I have basically nothing left. Basically everything I had was invested in the business. I expect I'm going to have nothing at the end of this. I think I had $100,000 left in my bank account last I checked, and I think I have, one credit card working with that right now.
Earlier this summer, you thought you had, what, $32 billion?
Probably 20, but a whole lot more than I do now.
I can't imagine what it feels like to go from $20 billion to $100,000.
Yeah, it's been a really humbling fall in a lot of ways.
You know what would be even more humbling? An indictment, a target letter from the grand jury, followed by an indictment, followed by an FBI raid on your penthouse, your $40 million penthouse in the Bahamas, being dragged back to court in shackles. In handcuffs, that would be humbling. Having to plead not guilty in front of a judge magistrate, and then going on trial, being convicted and sentenced to prison, that would really be humbling. Disingenuous. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, 508. Justin from Boyle's Body Work says, "I like took everyone's money. Like I made a mistake. Like." Like, you lost all your money? Dude, I only have $100,000 in my $40 million penthouse left, dude. I'm Howie Carr.
Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I want to take some calls on FTX here, but I want to play Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. He's another guy who didn't know what was going on. Nobody knows what's going on. They all have these advanced degrees, and they make tons of money, and they ride around in limousines and in private jets. But, you know, when it comes time to take a little responsibility, I'll tell you one sign none of them ever have on their desk: the buck stops here. The buck never stops here. Whether it's SBF or it's Jerome Powell, cut nine.
If you look over the course of this year, nobody expected us to raise rates this much. No one expected inflation to be this strong and this persistent and this, you know, to have spread so broadly through the economy. And so to the extent we need to keep rates higher or keep them higher longer, that's going to narrow the path to a soft landing. On the other hand, if we get good inflation data and we get evidence that all the things that I talked about, if all those things start to swing the other way, then we could very much achieve this.
No one expected this to happen. Did this happen in Weimar Germany? Did this happen in Zimbabwe? Did this happen when Juan Perón was running Argentina? It did? News to me. News to Jerome Powell, apparently. You print money and then the money becomes worthless? Who could have ever expected this? Nobody knew this was going to happen. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good evening, sir. I heard a story this morning that people of the same ilk that were involved in this Bitcoin business, that were uber rich themselves, very rich, they had connections with this fellow from FTX. They're finding them mysteriously having accidents and dropping dead. The one fellow was like multimillionaire. He drowned in Puerto Rico just yesterday, the day before yesterday. Another one, his helicopter had a mechanical failure. He crashed and died. And another one, he died right after having dinner. So it's no one's talking about these people.
I don't know about any of these things. I mean, you read a lot of conspiracy theories online. I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, you know, we've all suspected that. I think I said when this story first broke that I wanted to go on record and say that Samuel Bankman-Fried, also known as Scam Bankrun Fraud, did not commit suicide. I'm going to stand by that. He did not commit suicide. 844-500-4242. By the way, he wants everybody to know that even though it looks like he's on the lam, he's really not on the lam. Cut 16.
Are you in the Bahamas because you think you can't leave?
No, I'm in the Bahamas. I mean, I have been in the Bahamas for the last year, and, you know, I've been running FTX from the Bahamas. You know, I've been running FTX Digital Market, our, you know, primary operating entity down here. You know, with you know, Bahamian regulators and you know, and others in contact, and you know, right now, I'm looking to be helpful anywhere I can with any of the global entities that, you know, that would want my help.
He's looking to be helpful. Are you putting together a proffer? You know, that's the deal where, you know, you decide what you're going to plead guilty to. You negotiate, your lawyer negotiates with the prosecutors a proffer. That's what they call it. I don't think he's dealing with a proffer because I don't think he's in jeopardy because he's connected. He has a hyphenated last name. His parents went to Harvard and Yale. He went to MIT. He gave $40 million to the Democrats. What's going to happen to him? 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things to consider. Most of the people who invested in this were a part of the effective altruism community and very deep-pocketed. So I don't think any old ladies lost their living on it. And the second thing is, Howie, as much as a pathetic person this guy is, I'm not sure he did anything really criminal. He did something very stupid and careless, but criminal is a different, just going out of business and being stupid in business is not criminal.
Are you telling me that they can't pin something on him? I mean, there is literally billions of dollars gone. You heard by his own inarticulate, stumbling account that he was worth maybe $20 billion. How does an idiot like this get $20 billion except by fraud?
Well, a lot of people who want a virtue signal and want to be effective altruists gave him a lot of money.
Yeah. By the way, I disagree with you. I think a lot of people got hurt. When you're dealing with that much cash, they're going to be people hurt. The Wall Street Journal had a story, I think, last weekend about all these guys that had just given him a couple of grand. I mean, they're just like, you know, the kind of people you see, you know, sleeping on their mother's couch in the basement. They had $1,800. They saw him on social media. He was wearing cargo shorts with Clinton and Blair, so they thought he was a cool guy. And, you know, rather than get another tattoo, they decided to, you know, give him a few $100. Some poor schmuck in Texas, I think, or California, had given him $25,000, his entire life savings. The guy was about 35 years old. $25,000, that's all he had. Now he can't sleep at night. And I'm sure there are a lot of guys like that. I don't have a lot of sympathy for the Sequoia Capital, which was trying to virtue signal. You're right. And again, you know, a fool and his money are soon parted. I understand that. Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. But, you know, somebody has to take the fall for this kind of scam. You know, Madoff died in prison. Ponzi was driven out of the country. And, you know, you can't be allowed to do something like this. This guy was a scam artist, and he was kicking back to the Democrat Party. You call it whatever you want, but I'm going to call it a kickback, and I don't think anybody could dispute that. 844-500-4242. Let's see. I'm just looking to see here if I got any more cuts I want to play. How about the new coach of the Celtics, Joe Mazzella? He was asked about the Royals, and I don't follow the Celtics much anymore, but I tend to like this guy after what he said last night after the game. He's from Rhode Island, Joe Mazzella, cut 22.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph?
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one.
I don't know if he's serious, but I like the response, you know? I mean, why do you care about this? And Jared just told me, I think at the 6 o'clock break, he said, how, in case you were wondering, Caroline Kennedy was delayed, but she was able to make it to the game later on. Oh, I was so concerned that Caroline Kennedy had not been able to make it to the game. And of course, if you haven't been following it, which believe me, I haven't been following it very closely either, they're going to get some award tomorrow, and it's going to, you know, like, this is 60 years since JFK. Caroline's father said that they were going to have a moonshot, and we were going to get to the moon by the end of the decade, which in fact we did, even though JFK wasn't there, RFK wasn't there. So, and Mary Jo Kopechne wasn't there either, because she had died the night before. The surviving son had drowned her on Martha's Vineyard. But so in the in commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the moonshot, they're going to have an Earth shot. An Earth shot. I mean,
are we finally going to land on Earth? How does that work?
I don't know. This is just so stupid. I mean, again, these people aren't as offensive as Meghan Markle and Harry, but they're just layabouts. They're foreign freeloaders when you get right down to it. I mean, what have these people ever done? And you know, the Celtics coach is absolutely right. How were these people royalty? How were they any different from you and me? I'm serious. I mean, at least, you know, if you rise to the level, you know, even if you're just as corrupt and stupid as Joe Biden, somehow you've prevailed at a certain level. What have these people ever done? Any of them? I don't know. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 339, the Canadian Teachers Union that made an investment with SBF, Karma's a, yeah, you know, there's an example. There's an example for Steve, you know. I mean, the Ontario Teachers Pension Fund is out millions and millions of dollars. I mean, you know, again, you may not like teachers, but they're not exactly, you know, the most affluent people. I don't think too many teachers in Ontario cared a lot about effective altruism. But generally speaking, I understand, you know, effective altruism. I'm reminded of that famous quote that I use from Ralph Waldo Emerson. The louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. And if that isn't a perfect description of effective altruism, the more people talk about effective altruism, let me tell you something. As you know, you can trust me. I'm not like the others. And Honest Howie's carbon credits is absolutely on the level, 100%. If you don't believe me, I'll send you some handwritten letters from polar bears. But if I ever if Honest Howie ever starts talking about effective altruism, you run in the opposite direction. That's what I'm telling you. My word is a Biden. 844-500-4242. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage right now of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, quote, "Everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Car Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code HOWIE3, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
This is God-fearing American Comfort. We don't take kindly to outsiders trying to tell us how to live.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatty! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Tomorrow, the Royal Lovebirds are going to visit the JFK Museum. I'd suggest a visit to the souvenir store. They'll be cheered up when they see those signs that are available for sale. No Irish need apply. That'll give them a nice warm feeling in their Brit hearts. Are they going to visit the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the Study of the Senate? They could visit the Senate Immersion Chamber. I still don't know why they named it the immersion chamber, given Chappaquiddick. And then they can go out on the glass-bottom boat that goes around the harbor, and they can wave at Ted Kennedy's girlfriends at the bottom of the sea. No, they're not going to be going there. 844-500-4242. You want to know why people have no confidence in the justice system? I just opened something. I got a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Former vice president and general manager of New England Compounding Center sentenced to prison. You remember the New England Compounding Center? That was the thing in Framingham that was poisoning people. They killed like 60, 70 people by sending out poison stuff. If you've forgotten, it's understandable. This guy was indicted in 2014. He was convicted in 2018. He's been appealing it. Now it's 2022. And he has finally been sentenced today in connection with conspiring to defraud the Food and Drug Administration. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison. 1 year in prison after 14, after 8 years. 8 years? 8 years. Yeah. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I got a question about the people, the CNN people. Are they getting laid off or lied off?
Yeah, they're getting Mike, don't you have any sympathy for your fellow human beings, even if they are Democrat operatives with press passes? You know, it's so sad. It's so sad. 844. Thanks for the call, Mike. No one feels any sympathy. I'm just sorry that they didn't get more of the high-ranking people. But, you know, the thing is, they've gotten a lot of the high-ranking people before. They got Brian Stelter, Chris Cuomo, Jeffrey Toobin. And, you know, another one people are saying, what happened to Chris Wallace? The problem with guys like Chris Wallace is, you know, if you're negotiating a contract where they're going to pay you $7 million a year, You're gonna have lawyers that are gonna make that sure that is employment lawyers that are gonna make sure that is airtight, and they just can't whack him, you know. He's gonna still be there, and they got to be thinking too, you know, because I used to work for Murdoch, and you know, they used to give us no raises, and they were at the same time they were paying Chevy Chase. Remember Chevy Chase's late night show in the late 1980s. We were negotiating, not we, I was exempt, I was quote-unquote management, but the people in the union had these buttons, and it said, Chevy Chase got my raise. And I mean, you know, if they had just gotten rid of Chris Wallace at $7 million a year, they probably could have saved, I don't know, 20 people maybe more. But, you know, Chris Wallace, again, he's a member of a protected class. He's a legacy. You know, he didn't have to work his way up. He started at the Boston Globe, and then he went to NBC or whatever it was, and ABC. Because his father was Mike Wallace. His father was a former radio announcer. His father was the guy who did the makeup for JFK when he won the first debate in 1960 against Richard Nixon. So, you know, Chris Wallace is a legacy. And didn't Mike Wallace have a place on Martha's Vineyard that Chris inherited? I think he did. So nothing's going to happen to Chris Wallace. He's going to ride the contract out, and he's almost as old as Eddie Markey, by the way. He's like, I think he's maybe older. He's in his mid-70s, and he's all set. 844-500-4242. Let's go out with John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. I asked the guys to pull this cut for me because it amuses me. Cut two. See if you can see why it amuses me. Cut two.
And the incongruity in all of this is that we could get rid of all oil and gas in America tomorrow, and it would not lower world temperatures a scintilla of a degree, because China and India and sub-Saharan Africa and South America are going to continue to use fossil fuels and emit CO2. It also adds to inflation.
The key word was honey bun. We didn't quite get to it. I'm Howie
Don't
Carr.
Feel guilty.